Okay, we're starting the Daf test. We're starting from the Mishnah on top of the Amud. Yoytze Doifin. Vaba Acharon. Let's say the behemoth has a Caesarean, the first baby, and then another boy after that. So Reb Tarfon holds that it could be the second one is a Bechar, because in Maisa it's a Bechar Luleda. It's the first, it's a Bechar LePeterechem. It's the first Bechar that came out normal, normal birth. And the Yoytze Doifin also is the first baby. So both of them could be a Bechar according to Reb Tarfon. It's a Suffolk, he's not sure. He's not sure if Bechar Ludova Echad have a Bechar. If Bechar for one thing, it's, you know, either the oldest or Peterechim, that's enough. So Reb Tarfon, amen. Shneim Yiru Achi Yestoivu. He says that both of them are, you know, have to pass just like a Mum, because it's a Suffolk Bechar. But Yechlu Mumun Labailam, and you need to eat it to Labailam, but Mumun. You don't have to give it to the Kayin, because Amoitzim Echaveir Olavaraya, but it has Kedushas Bechar and it needs a Mum. Rav Akiva, I mean, know that a Bechar has to be Bechar for everything. It has to be the firstborn, and it has to be a Peterechem, which means a normal birth. Rav Akiva, I mean, Shneim, Eina Bechar, Harisho, and Ben Shneim, Peterechem. The first one, because it was the Yerch Adarif, and it was a Syrian, it wasn't Peterechem. Vashaini, Ben Shneim, Mo'acha. And the second one is not a firstborn, because there's an older baby. There's an older behema. And therefore, it's not a Bechar. So therefore, both of them are Vade, not a Bechar, because you need Bechar for everything. What's the machlokes beer and machlokes of Tarfon or Rekiva? We just explained it. So, Rav Tarfon is mesupik. If Bechor Ladova Echad, you have a Bechor or you have a Bechor. He's mesupik if a Bechor for one thing is called a Bechor or not called a Bechor. And here, one thing means either it's the oldest or it's a Peterechem. But Rav Akiva, Pshitalei, Bechor Ladova Echad, you have a Bechor. And if Rav Akiva, it's posh to him that a Bechar for one thing is not called a Bechar, and therefore, if it's the Yerit HaDeifin, or it's not the oldest one, it's not a Bechar. And here's, that the first one's Yerit HaDeifin, and the second one is Kod Mu'acha, and therefore they're both not a Bechar. Zog to Gemara Vayte, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is just going to talk about some drushes over here, because it has in the drushes a discussion of Bechar L'dava Echad, have Bechar or not. Like we learned in the Mishnah, it's a Shaila. You know, Bechara could be either firstborn or the first Peterechem, the first normal birth. And the question is, if it's only one of them, is that called a Bechara or not? What does Bechara mean? Bechara means like the oldest, or Bechara means it's Bechara Lagamri, means for everything. It has to be the firstborn, the first one to come at normal birth, the first Zachar, all those things. Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, it says, Meklal HaTzarech LePrat, UMePrat HaTzarech LeKlal Ketzad. There's something, give a little akdama, there's something called a klal prat. And that's not what we're talking about here in this Bryce is explaining. He's not explaining klal prat. Klal prat means when there's a klal, it says bring a carbon from a behema, which is a klal. Then it says, which is a prat. And aim b'klal amasha prat. But that's not what we're talking about in this Bryce. So we're talking about this Bryce of something called a klal atzarach prat and prat atzarach klal, which will be the second two cases of this Bryce. Let's read it in song. We'll try to explain it the best that we could. Ketzat says by Bechar, Kadashli Kol Bechar. That means that the firstborn, the Bechar, we call it a Bechar, has Kedushas Bechar. Yochel fill in the cave of Mashma. It doesn't say anything about Zachar. It says the firstborn. Firstborn can be in the cave also. Tamalem Zachar. And this is really a regular Klal Prat. This is not what the Bryce is explaining. It's really Klal Prat because it says Bechar. Bechar means the firstborn. And the Prat is Dafka Zachar. It's Ein Bechal Masha Prat. That's a Zachar. Is Zachar, if it says Zachar, Yachar fill Yatsun the cave of the fun of, maybe you would think the firstborn boy is a Bechar. The firstborn boy, whenever it is, after five Nekevis. The first is Zachar, Yachar fill Yatsun the cave of the fun of. Tam Leim, the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem. The Pasuk says, Dafka, what type of Bechar Zachar has to be a Peter Rechem? So this is a case where it's a Klal HaTzaruch LePrat, because it's telling you what type of Bechar. Bechar doesn't mean firstborn. Bechar means Peterechem. So that's called a Klal HaTzaruch LePrat.
Everything is the first?
No. Peterechem is the first one that comes out of Rechem. Yeah. The first one that comes out of Rechem. It's like the first opening of the Rechem, the Peterechem, the first opening of the Rechem. So that tells you what type of Bechar. So it's a Klal HaTzaruch. Bechar is a Klal. HaTzaruch LePrat explain what type of Bechar. Is it being Bechar Leida or Bechar LePaterechem? It's not a Klal LePrat. It's different. It's saying what type of Klal. What does Bechar mean? Like Rashi gives example of a cloud sarcha prayer. But it says in the pasuk v'chisol ba'afar. It happened to be last week's parasha. V'chisol ba'afar. You should cover the dam, kisa dam, with afar. So what does kisol mean? It can mean you kisol. The word kisu can mean you cover something with a keli, or it means put sand on it, some type of sand. So afar is saying what type of covering is sand, the type of covering, but it's not saying dafka afar. It could be anything that's mispaza, anything that spreads out. It can mean ashes, anything else also. Because it doesn't mean a cloud, it's not a cloud prat. It's saying what type of kisu you offer a kisu. Here we're saying what type of bachar a petarechem. But he petarechem, yachal fil yotza achi yetzidayf. And maybe, let's say the first baby is a Syrian, and the next one is a petarechem, and it's a zachar. Maybe that should be a bachar. Tamle bachar. It has to be a firstborn. It has to be a firstborn. So the Gemara is going to concentrate on the second two drashas. The first drasha is that if it said zachar, you would think the firstborn zachar. Tamle petarechem. The second, which is really the third Rasha, is that if it just said Petarechem, you think even after Yetzidayfin, Tamalei Bechara has to be a firstborn. Omer Rav Shrav Yila Abaya. The ratio, which means the middle case, and where it said that even maybe in a cave it comes out first, it should be a Bechara, it says no, Petarechem. Why didn't it say Bechara? And because it's not a Bechara anymore, the cave was the oldest. And since it didn't say Bechar, it's mashma, Bechar Ludava Echad could be called the Bechar. That's when you need a Pasuk Petarechem to be made that. Omer Shrav Yila Abaya, Reish Eloi Konos of Tamuda Bechar. The Pasuk doesn't mean a Pasuk of Bechar. Amma, Bechar Ludava Echad, have Bechar. The word Bechar can mean, even if it's the first Zachar, it can be called the Bechar. Even though it's not a completely first, because the mother had a baby before. That's the firstborn boy, oldest boy. That's Dav Echad, it's the oldest boy. So you see, Bechar Dav Echad, Ha Bechar, would fit into the word Bechar. You need a special Pasuk Petarechem for that. That's that. But Sefer, the last case of Mishnah, where it says, what about comes after Yetzir Daifin? Is that called Bechar? Sefer can also lay Tamud Bechar. And it says Bechar, it's Mashma, Bechar has to be for everything. Because the Sefer is a case where it's the first one for Petarechem, and still, And still, we're saying Bechar, that's not enough. Bechar means it's the firstborn also. The last case is it came after Yetzidayfin. So Bechar, Mashma, has to be Bechar Lagamri. So Mashma, the word Bechar means everything. So it's a stira in the word Bechar. Ama Bechar, Dav Echad, lo yava Bechar. So it's a stira in Mashmayis Hakra of Bechar. And the Gemara say two tourism to this, and but just the argument is in Mashmayis Hakra, not in Halacha. Ama Leila Oilam Bechar. Ludova Achar, have Bechar. It's a bias start. Bechar, Ludova Echad, loy have a Bechar. Etzem, it's not a Bechar, and therefore we understand the Seifa. The Seifa saying it has to be Bechar firstborn, and the Petarechem, and it has to be the oldest Zachar, and it has to be the first Petarechem. The middle case, why didn't it say that? In the middle case had a question, let's say the Zachar comes after the Keva, how do you know it's not a Bechar? So yeah, because it's not a Bechar. Is Zachar, if it just said Zachar and Bechar, maybe we think, let's say the firstborn is a Syrian. Maybe that's enough. It's a firstborn, it's the first Zachar, it has all the milas. Say, hey, you know, it's not good. Tamleya Petarechem. So Petarechem teaching us that a Yetzidayf is not good. The I doesn't fit into the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say that. The Braisa says, Yachal afil Yotzon Kevel Afanov, Tamleya Petarechem. So the way they learn Brashi is like this: that this is really what we want to say, that Yetzidayfin itself doesn't work. And once we have that, we know also that if the Keva comes out first, it won't be enough either, because it won't be a Petarechem. So Avada, just to exclude the Keva first, it will be enough to say the word Bechar, because Bechar means it has to be Legamri of Bechar. But since we want a Chaparayin, let's say the Bechar is the Zachar's firstborn through a Yetzidayfin, that's no good. That's why we brought in the Pasuk of Petarechem. That's how you have to learn the Gemara. You have a question?
Yeah, I just don't have. Bechar isn't excluding something that's
Bechar means, Bechar means it has to be Bechar, the firstborn boy, and the firstborn. That's what I have for me right now.
So
the ratio, we're enough. No. The ratio didn't bring down Bechar, but the Pasuk Petarechem. Why didn't bring down the Pasuk of Bechar? The Reish said, Yachal fil yotzer keva lefanov. Tamalaya petarechem. Why did I say that? By the way, Reish is the middle case. When it says Reish, it means the middle case. So it says Petarech, why didn't it bring down Bechor? That was Gemara's Kasha. If Bechor meant that Bechor, the word Bechor means everything, why did it say Petarechem? So on that, the Gemara says that said Petarechem to help you out for another case, that how do you know if the firstborn is a Caesarian, how do you know it's not a Bechor? That's why you need Petarechem for that. That's the Apostle Petarechem for that. That's a bias starts. Have a Bechor. Really, Bechor can mean everything. So we understand the middle case in the Mishnah of the Reisha, what we call the Reisha, why we need a Pasuk of Petarechem, because if a Zach came after Nekeva, it's the firstborn boy, it would be a Bechor. It could be called a Bechor. In language of the Torah, it could be called a Bechor. I mean, Petarechem, I'm telling you, it's not a Kedusha's Bechor. So what's on the Seifa? The Seifa said that how do you know that if a Zach comes after Yetzir Doifin, that it's not the Bechor, because it says the word Bechor. What do I mean? It's the Bechor, Dov Echad, it's Bechor, it's the first normal birth. So how does the word Bechor help for that? That's the Kasha. So say for Hokkama, Isaka Daitach, Yotzach, Yotzadeth, and this Kaddish, if the Yotzach, Yotzav is Kaddish, Bechor, the Kasha of Hamalami, what are you extra Pasuk of Bechor? Why do you have the word Bechor? And the Gemara explains, because Ilamutehech, Yotzach, and Kerevil Fonov, if you want to exclude the case where the Keva came out first, Petarechem nafkon. We learn that from Petarechem. El Shema Mino, Bechor Lemutech Yotze Acha Yotze Doifin. It's coming to teach us that it's like an extra word. It's teaching us that if it comes after Yotze Doifin, it's not a Bechor. Because we're going now Bechor Dov Echad Hav Bechor. This is the firstborn boy, so you would think that it's a Bechor. And it's actually the firstborn Petarechem also. You would think it's a Bechor. Extra word Bechor says, no, it's not a Bechor. That's what this man is saying. That's what Ravina is telling you.
The extra word
tongue
is not a Bechor.
No, it's not really telling us that. It's love dafka, but saying that this here won't be enough. Yeah, it won't be Bechor. Yeah, the Maisa, halach lemaisa, Bechor lebecha won't be Bechor. Yes. Halach lemaisa won't be Bechor. Because they're telling us it has to be mamish all three characteristics. The first Petarechem has to be, and it has to be the first Petarechem, the firstborn boy, and the firstborn. So it's really three things.
So that comes from
Petarechem,
not from Bechor?
No, Bechor, the extra word Bechor is teaching us, you know, Bechor doesn't mean that Afka has to have everything, but here it's extra words teaches everything. And I'm always going to ask on this pshat, that really, I'll speak it outside first, that really when you're coming to the Mayit after the Yetzer Doifin, there's two levels. There's the firstborn Caesarian was a Zachar, and then the next one was a Zachar, or the firstborn Caesarian was in a Keva, and then a Zachar. So if you have a pasuk, it's a mayit, not from mashma, it's an extra word. I'll be a mayit, the one that's more mistavra. The mistavra to mayit is the firstborn zachar was a Syrian, and the second one, the mayit, since it's not the firstborn boy, even though it's the first normal birth, it's not a bechor. But maybe if the firstborn's in a keva through a Syrian, maybe it will be a bechor. So how do you know from the word extra word bechor to be mayit both cases? And that's the Gemara's kasha, because one's more mistavra than the other one. Really, Bechor, the word Bechor means Dov Echad Bechor. And it's only has the extra word. So, Teinach Hechad Yatza, Zachar, Yetzir Doifin, the first Caesarian was a Zachar, Zachar Derech Rechem. The Loi Kaddish, the Emayit, Leida, Me Bechor. We Emayit it from the word Bechor. The Bechor, Lerechamim, Ika, Bechor, Zacharim, Lekka. Because it's not a Bechor, Lerechamim. It's Bechor, Lerechamim, Ika, not Bechor, Zacharim, because it's not the firstborn boy. If the first birth was in a keva, Caesarian, v'zachar derech rechem likadesh. Why? Because the ika b'char, he might say has two out of the three. The ika b'char is charim b'char rechem. It's the firstborn boy and the first normal birth. So he doesn't like this pshat, that b'char is from the extra word. Ela machavar takada abaya. It has to be pshat like abaya, that b'char means you need it legamri. I, in the middle of the case, why don't we bring that b'char? Because he wanted to teach us that the Yetzer Doifin alone is no good. That's why I need Petarechem. Hadun Allah, Halakech, Uba Parasoi. Those that did it. Yeah.